Congressman Lawler, why do you believe that fringe candidates like the one that Congressman Gottheimer just mentioned sense that there is a market for that sort of hate to begin with? Is there some kind of permission structure that has been created in both of your parties?
Well, I don't think there's any question that anti-Semitism has been, condoned by folks across the political aisle. And from my vantage point, it is something that all of us have a responsibility to push back against, regardless of party. These candidates are coming forward. They feel it is okay to blame Jews for whatever ills there are in the world. Obviously, I experienced just last week Rand Paul's son screaming at me in a bar because he thought I was Jewish, when in fact I'm Irish, Italian, Catholic. And regardless of whether I was or I wasn't Jewish, the idea
he has apologized
that people
for that,
feel
correct.
It is okay to engage in that. He did ultimately. But the idea that people feel it's okay to engage in that type of conduct is shameful. And I think what Josh and I are trying to do in putting this resolution forward is to say enough and to say to both parties, we have to police our own. We cannot allow this. We cannot support candidates who engage in rank, vile anti-Semitism.
Right.
The Jewish population is about 2% of the United States, and meanwhile, it's over 50% of the hate crimes that are experienced. Something's got to give.